Do not doubt, but believe. In the name of our patient and faithful life-giving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a confession to make to you guys since we're on Zoom, which is that I really started to get cosmic with this sermon with the sun and the sun, and then the Holy Spirit had a little doubt of her own and got me back on course. So you're welcome. Almighty God, here I stand again, Thomas, the one forever known as Doubting Thomas, a name that hangs heavy on my heart, even now after all these centuries. It's a crushing weight I carry, a constant reminder of the human need for tangible proof, for a bridge between the seen and the unseen. You and your infinite wisdom, Lord, understood my need for testimony, for evidence that my senses could grasp, that my hands could feel. You knew that for some, faith wouldn't blossom from mere whispers and parables, but from the solid ground of physical evidence. The world these days, it feels a lot like that locked room we huddled in after your crucifixion. Fear clinging to us like a shroud. Its suffocating presence looms pervasively in the air. News of wars and of plagues, of death and disease, of hatred and crumbling unity crashes into us like relentless waves. Where are your outstretched hands, Lord? Where are the signs and wonders that would banish the doubt gnawing at our souls and leave behind only faith? We see flickers of your light, acts of compassion that pierce the darkness, strangers offering solace to refugees, communities rallying in compassion after catastrophic events, paying kindness forward, as I've heard some call it these days. Yet the darkness seems vast, threatening to consume even these tiny yearning flames. Forgive me, Lord, for the questions that echo within me. Is it pride, this lingering doubt? A stubborn resistance to accept something so extraordinary? Or is it simply the weight of the world, the ever-present reality of suffering that makes faith such a fragile thing, easily shattered by the harsh winds of reality? You offered me your wounds, Lord, the physical proof of your own pain and sacrifice. You allowed me to touch the deep marks etched into your flesh, undeniable substantiation of your resurrection. But the world, even today, bears its own wounds. The scars of conflict carve canyons across landscapes. Poverty leaves its mark on sunken cheeks and hollow bellies. Where is the healing touch, the balm of your love, my Lord? Perhaps it's not a grand earth-shattering display that we need. Perhaps the miracles we seek reside in the quiet acts of courage that blossom even in the harshest environments. The doctor risking their life to care for the sick. The single parent toiling tirelessly day after day. The soldier choosing peace over bloodshed. These are the seeds that you sow, my Lord, the testaments to your steadfast presence in this world. Maybe faith in these troubled times isn't about the absence of doubt, but about the unwavering belief that even when the evidence seems so stacked against us, you are still there. You are here. Maybe it's about clinging to the memory of your touch, the echo of your voice whispering hope in the storm's wild fury. Help us, Lord, to be like the seed you spoke of, the one that falls to the earth and dies. Let our doubts be the fertile ground from which a new kind of faith can take root, a faith forged in the fires of hardship, a faith that finds strength in the bonds of community, a faith that extends a helping hand to a world urgently seeking healing and reconciliation. Grant us the wisdom, Lord, to see the good even when it feels shrouded in darkness. Let us be instruments of your love, beacons of your hope in a tempestuous sea. May we not shy away from the challenges that confront us, but face them with the unceasing belief that you are with us, even in the most desolate of valleys. And when doubt creeps in, as it surely will, remind us, Lord, of your patience with me, the doubter, the one who had to not only see to believe, but had to feel your wounds and relive your pain to fully understand and accept it. Remind us, Lord, that you greet us where we are in all our weakness and uncertainty. Grant us the courage to bring our doubts to you, to lay them bare at your feet, just as I did all those years ago. For even amidst doubt, you, Lord, are the source of all that is good and true. You are the light that pierces the veil, the love that conquers all. You are our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. But sometimes, Lord, that help feels distant. Sometimes the silence stretches on and on until it is deafening and the path ahead seems cloaked in mist and secrecy. In those moments, remind us that you are still working even when we cannot see your hand. Remind us that your plans unfold in ways we cannot comprehend, that your timing is perfect even when it feels agonizingly misunderstood. Grant us the patience to wait, the faith to trust, and the courage to keep walking even when the way is unclear. Let us be your hands and feet in this world, Lord, instruments of your love and agents of your peace. May our doubts, like mine so long ago, become stepping stones on the path to a deeper, more resilient faith, a faith that carries us through the storms, that binds us together in our community, that understands the immense and immeasurable bonds of your love, one that compels us to act with compassion in a world that so sorely needs it. Because there can be no doubt about that. In your sacred name, Lord, I, Thomas the Apostle, and your faithful followers now pray. Amen.
Amen.